Welcome to the Billing Blueprint Podcast, your go-to resource for innovative medical billing solutions. Each episode, we explore the latest industry trends and share proven strategies to help your practice streamline operations and get paid faster. Now, here are your hosts, Brad and Sarah.
Have you ever felt like you're constantly trying to understand how, you know, the smaller players in any industry can possibly keep pace with the giants?
Mm-hmm.
It's that feeling of being swamped by information,
yeah,
especially when you're trying to figure out how smaller entities can genuinely compete and thrive.
Yeah.
If you're running a small medical practice, for example, feeling that intense squeeze from the larger healthcare systems, well, you are absolutely not alone.
That's a really crucial point. I mean, the healthcare landscape has fundamentally shifted. Our sources, they highlight that hospitals now own nearly 1 in 3 medical practices. 1 in 3.
Wow.
Yeah. This massive consolidation means smaller practices are up against these much larger operators. They've got seemingly endless resources, economies of scale, and often just far greater operational efficiency. It really is an uphill battle.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
And our mission for this deep dive really is to cut through some of that complexity. We want to unpack one of the most powerful equalizers in this competitive fight, what we're calling smart billing solutions.
Right.
We're going to try and give you a shortcut to understanding how small practices can dramatically improve patient satisfaction, boost their revenue, and actually secure a very real competitive edge.
Yeah, level that playing field a bit.
Exactly. We'll explore the specific challenges these practices face, and then, crucially, the innovative strategies and solutions that can truly empower them.
I think what's often overlooked is how a seemingly simple shift, like in billing strategy, can have such a profound impact, way beyond just getting paid, right?
You're absolutely right. And what's fascinating here, I think, is that it's not merely about optimizing transactions. It's really about transforming the entire patient experience and the core financial health of the practice itself.
Okay.
It's an often underestimated lever for, you know, growth and loyalty.
That paints a pretty vivid picture of the competitive landscape right now.
Yeah.
But to really understand the power of smart billing, maybe we should start by digging a bit deeper into those specific operational hurdles, the ones small practices are really up against, shouldn't we?
Yeah, definitely.
What are the biggest challenges you've seen them face?
Well, the sources really pinpoint a few key issues. First off, there's the undeniable constraint of limited staff and resources. I mean, it's obvious, but...
Right. Fewer people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you have fewer team members, billing and collections become incredibly time intensive, and that pulls staff away from other critical duties, most notably, you know, direct patient care.
And then there's the technology gap you mentioned. That must be huge. Larger systems have access to all this advanced enterprise software that smaller practices often just lack.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just about not having the latest tech, or is there something deeper, like something preventing them from even getting or using these solutions, even if they wanted to?
It's both, frankly. Often, they simply can't afford the big enterprise systems. Oh. It puts them at a significant disadvantage.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I don't know, bringing a slingshot to a tank battle, technologically speaking.
Yeah, good analogy.
And this disparity then leads directly to a massive administrative burden. So many small practices are still relying on manual processes for billing.
Still? Really?
Oh, yeah. Which are not just inefficient, but also really prone to errors.
Yeah.
These manual tasks, they drain valuable time and energy, making it harder for staff to focus on their core mission, patient care.
And that inefficiency, I imagine, ultimately spills over to the patient experience.
Yeah.
Leads directly to dissatisfaction, right?
Yeah.
Delays, mistakes, not enough ways to pay. That must be incredibly frustrating for patients.
It's a compounding problem, exactly. And a crucial statistic from our sources really drives this home. Listen to this. 43% of medical practices report losing over 10% of their revenue due to poor patient retention.
10%. Wow.
And this loss is directly linked to these compounded issues. The operational inefficiencies, the outdated tech, the limited payment flexibility. It's a significant leak in their revenue bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And many don't fully connect it back to their billing process, you know?
43%, losing over 10% of revenue. That's huge. Do practices typically realize this revenue loss is because of retention issues? Or do they often blame it on something else?
Often they don't see the direct link. They might be focusing on, say, marketing or clinical outcomes, not realizing that a frustrating billing experience can just undo all that good work.
Right.
Which makes the case for smart billing even more urgent.
Okay, so if those are the challenges, what's the game changer here? What exactly are these smart billing solutions we've been hinting at? How do they actually shift this dynamic?
So in essence, smart billing solutions are intuitive software platforms, but importantly, combined with skilled implementation. It's not just the software dump.
Right.
They automate those manual billing processes we talked about. They integrate data to significantly reduce errors. And crucially, they introduce more accessible, more patient-friendly billing options.
What's truly astonishing, though, is a statistic our sources revealed, 75% of providers still rely on paper or manual billing processes. 75%.
Yeah.
That's just incredible in today's digital age. Why do you think such a high percentage is still, well, stuck in the past? Is it just inertia? Or are there genuine reasons for holding back?
It's probably a mix of things. Inertia, definitely. Perceived cost is a big one. And maybe a fear of disruption, you know?
Sure. Change is hard.
Exactly. Small practices often believe they lack the capital or maybe just the time to implement new technology. But that statistic, 75%, it really underscores the urgency. Now truly is the time for small practices to embrace tech and automation. It's not just about streamlining operations anymore.
It's about survival.
Yeah, pretty much. It's about their survival and their ability to stay competitive in this rapidly consolidating market.
Okay, so let's get into the actionable strategies then. What are the key ways small practices can level that playing field using these smart billing solutions? Strategy number one seems to be automate billing processes.
Right.
You mentioned this reclaimed staff time, but how does that translate into a strategic advantage beyond just, you know, being more efficient?
Well, the real insight here, I think, is that by offloading those tedious administrative tasks, staff aren't just saving time, they're reinvesting it. Reinvesting it in personalized patient interaction. Smart solutions can handle tasks like mailing the bills, sending text or email notifications, even something called pre-bill.
Pre-bill, what's that?
It means proactive transparency. Sending an estimated bill or maybe a financial responsibility notification before a patient's visit.
Oh, that's smart. Reduces surprises.
Exactly. It lets patients budget or ask questions beforehand. And features like e-bill notifications and automated reminders, they ensure patients are informed about what they owe without burdening the staff.
So it's almost about liberating staff to focus on empathy, on genuine connection, the very things that those larger, more impersonal systems often struggle to replicate.
Precisely. That's a great way to put it.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. What about strategy number two, offering flexible payment options? When we talk about this, it sounds almost too simple, maybe? But is there a deeper psychological impact on patients beyond just convenience?
Oh, there absolutely is. Think about it. Patients today, they expect the same seamlessness they get from Amazon or their banking app, right?
Yeah, true.
They expect that to extend to healthcare. So when a practice makes payments difficult or rigid, it subtly erodes trust. It almost signals that the care itself might be equally rigid or difficult.
Interesting point.
So providing flexible options isn't just about making payments easier. It's about aligning with modern patient expectations. It's about building that foundational trust that translates into loyalty. It just mirrors how they handle other transactions in their daily lives.
Right.
Offering a multi-channel payment solution, whether it's, you know, in the office, online, mobile, it significantly improves patient satisfaction. And when patients are happier, collection rates and revenue go up. It's a clear link.
Because not just pay this bill, it's more like, how would you like to pay this bill? Shifting the power a bit.
Exactly. It's moving away from that old command style.
It sounds like we're moving from a command economy to a customer service economy in healthcare billing. Can you give us some specific examples of these payment solutions? What do they look like?
Yeah, definitely. The sources highlight a few diverse options. For instance, online pay. That's typically a secure, user-friendly portal you can access from anywhere. Office pay refers to optimized payment terminals right there in the office.
Okay.
Then you've got auto pay, which lets patients set up recurring payments automatically, maybe for ongoing treatments. And plan pay that provides structured, customized payment plans, often for larger expenses, gives people options.
Okay, that clarifies the flexibility aspect. Strategy number three, improving patient communication. This seems absolutely critical for building that trust you just mentioned.
It truly is. Clear, consistent communication, especially when it comes to money and billing, is just essential for building trust with patients and, frankly, for encouraging timely payments. There's actually a powerful data point from the Journal of Healthcare Management. It found that patient satisfaction can increase by a remarkable 23%. Just with clear and empathic billing communication.
23%. That's a huge jump just from communicating better about bills. That's amazing.
Isn't it?
So what channels are we talking about here? Is it just digital or traditional too?
Both are vital, actually. Mailed bills, for example, you know, the old paper kind, they can be modernized.
How so?
Well, they can clearly explain the financial responsibility. They can promote online payments with convenient QR codes right on the bill.
Ah, smart.
Yeah, and you can even include inserts for other useful info, like new services the practice offers, or maybe general health information. So the old school paper bill gets a tech upgrade, essentially.
Okay.
Then, of course, there are e-bills. These are powerful because they send updates via text and email, simplifying the payment process. They can offer customizable messaging and convenient payment links that go straight to the online portals.
Seamless experience.
Right, ensuring a seamless experience across multiple channels. Consistency is key.
And the tangible results of combining these methods. What does this actually mean for the practice's bottom line?
The results can be remarkable. Fortifying those mailed bills with e-bills has actually been shown to reduce the average days to payment from about 20 days down to just 9 days.
Wait, for 20 days down to 9?
Yep. 9 days.
That's cutting payment time by more than half.
Exactly, which is a massive win for cash flow. And crucially, it also boosts patient satisfaction because things are clearer and faster.
Wow, cutting payment time by over half.
Yeah.
That's a monumental improvement. Okay, finally, strategy number 4, simplifying revenue cycle management, or RCM. Why is a strong RCM so foundational for these smaller practices?
Well, a short and simple revenue cycle is absolutely crucial for a practice's financial health and its potential for growth. This is where tracking key performance indicators, or KPIs, becomes really vital.
KPIs, right? Like what specific?
Well, a key one is days in accounts receivable, or AR, tracking that helps you reveal the actual length of your current revenue cycle. And more importantly, it helps you identify precise opportunities for improvement. Where are the bottlenecks?
So it's about spotting those bottlenecks and smoothing them out, making sure money keeps flowing into the practice consistently.
Exactly right. Smart billing solutions provide an integrated platform to truly optimize RCM. They ensure steadier cash flow because you get faster patient payments. They significantly reduce billing errors, which is huge. And they minimize those administrative tasks we talked about earlier.
Right.
This leads directly to improved operational efficiency and just a more sustainable way to manage finances day to day.
Makes sense.
And it's probably worth noting, too, that robust solutions always prioritize security. You know, ensuring patient data protection through things like IPARA compliance.
That's the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, right?
Yeah.
For patient privacy.
Correct. And also PCI compliance, which ensures the security of credit card transactions. Security is non-negotiable.
Absolutely. So bringing it all together then, what are the overall transformative benefits for small practices that adopt these smart billing solutions? It really sounds like it's far more than just better billing.
Oh, it really is holistic optimization. You see significantly reduced administrative time for the staff, which frees them up to focus on what they do best, actual patient care.
Yeah.
There's a tangible increase in patient satisfaction because of the better communication, the diverse and accessible billing options, and just a more reliable process overall.
Okay.
And all of this, in turn, enhances the practice's financial performance. Faster payments, fewer billing errors. It genuinely boosts the practice's success and sustainability.
And this ultimately gives them that strong competitive edge we talked about at the start, right?
Mm.
Allowing them to stand tall against those larger systems.
Absolutely. By delivering that personalized care and enhancing patient experiences through these integrated solutions, small practices can compete very effectively. They can leverage their size as an advantage in some ways. And what's also key here is the accessibility and flexibility of these smart solutions. Many are surprisingly affordable.
Really? Because cost was a barrier, you mentioned.
Right. But many operate on transaction-based pricing or have no long-term contracts, maybe just month-to-month plans. This makes them much less risky and really scalable as practices evolve. It removes that initial hurdle of huge upfront costs and long commitments.
That's a crucial point for small businesses. Okay, so to kind of recap this deep dive then, investing in smart billing solutions isn't just about streamlining invoices or getting paid faster. It's really a strategic, future-forward move to stay competitive in this rapidly evolving healthcare landscape.
Precisely. By empowering their teams with efficient billing automation and by deeply connecting with patients through these multi-channel payment and communication strategies, small practices can genuinely future-proof themselves.
Future-proof. I like that.
Yeah, future-proof themselves against industry changes, meet those modern patient expectations we discussed, and actually achieve sustainable, sometimes unexpected, growth.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? True competitiveness might not just be about being the biggest fish in the pond. Maybe it's more about agility, adaptability, and leveraging smart technology to deliver a superior patient experience and better operational efficiency.
Well said.
So the question to leave you with might be, what other unseen inefficiencies could be holding back even the most dedicated small operations out there? And how might embracing smart solutions, maybe starting with billing, unlock entirely unexpected pathways to growth for them? Something to think about.
Thanks for tuning into the Billing Blueprint Podcast. For more insights or to dive deeper into today's topics, head over to billflash.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll catch you next week with more strategies to keep your practice running smoothly and getting paid faster.